Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. A pleasant evening in Israel, with clear skies across major cities. Temperatures are mild, offering a comfortable night for those out and about. Here are today's headlines. First, Waller reports just in that Defense Minister Katz announced preparations for potential renewed conflict with Iran. He stated that Israel will not withdraw from Lebanon. Also, Israel Hayom shared earlier today that Katz warned any attack on Israeli communities will prompt a response in Dahiyeh. He emphasized no territorial ambitions in Lebanon until Hezbollah disarms. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports Katz has urged the Lebanese army to remove Hezbollah from the area between the Yellow Line and the Litani River. Israel will not fully withdraw from its security zones in Lebanon, Syria, or Gaza. Separately, I-24 News unveiled a security roadmap for Lebanon earlier today. It outlines steps for Hezbollah's disarmament and an Israeli withdrawal. And finally, Ynet reported Katz's warning that Israel could face war with Iran as soon as tomorrow. The IDF is preparing an independent strike plan against potential Iranian missile attacks. Reaction has been swift on social media. OSINT 613, an open-source intelligence analyst, noted just minutes ago that Iran's foreign ministry stated no upcoming talks with the U.S. The American delegation's travel to Qatar is unrelated to Iran's presence in Doha. Mudar Zahran, a commentator, posted moments ago a link to a full interview available online. Memory, a regional analysis group, expressed concerns just now about potential Iranian control over the Strait of Hormuz. They warned it could impact the global economy and regional politics. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the defense minister's announcements. Katz emphasized today that Israel is readying itself for possible renewed hostilities with Iran. He made it clear that Hezbollah's actions could trigger a strong military response. This stance underscores Israel's ongoing security focus on Lebanon, according to Waller. Turning to the roadmap for Lebanon, as I-24 News detailed, the plan involves disarming Hezbollah before any Israeli withdrawal. This reflects a diplomatic effort to stabilize the region without compromising Israeli security. It shows a strategic approach to long-term peace. Meanwhile, in Katz's dialogue with CENTCOM's admin, Brad Cooper reported by the Jerusalem Post, Israel insists on maintaining some security presence in its regional zones. The emphasis is on preventing Hezbollah from gaining ground near the Litani River. This decision affects the delicate balance of power in the region. The potential conflict with Iran, as noted by Ynet, poses significant regional risks. Katz's warning of an imminent war scenario underlines the tension. The IDF's preparation reflects Israel's proactive defense posture. Such developments could heighten instability in the Middle East. Turning to business and markets. First, Globes has reported that Wix's new acquisition, Base44, launched a large language model. This marks a significant step in expanding Wix's technological capabilities. Separately, Walla Business mentioned that ImageSat, an Israeli company, signed an agreement with NASA. They will provide satellite images, highlighting Israel's growing presence in space technology. And finally, starting tonight, Yohananof will offer significant discounts on Apple products. As reported by Israel Hayom Business, this includes iPads and Apple Watches, marking a competitive move in the retail sector. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 10:00 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.